Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. We've got a story out of Jeep, out of Chrysler actually, a big recall happening. Chrysler is recalling over 300,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees over steering wheel issue. We're seeing to see a lot of really big recalls. As a matter of fact, Toyota just went through one too for the airbag. So let's dive into this. Also, if you are interested in buying or selling cars to make money, or if you just want to save a lot of money on your next car purchase, whether it be new or used, I've been selling cars and buying cars for a long time. We all have. But I've learned a lot of tricks down the road of how to save you a lot of money or make you a lot more money than what you're used to. So if you want, I've got a discount link down below, the pre-filling course discount for the Auto Trader Pro. It is almost complete, but down below, if you'd like to take advantage of it, check it out. And if you don't think that it's going to make you or save you at least $1,000 on your next car purchase, return it within 14 days. If you've watched less than 50% of the videos, I'll give you your money back. All right, here we go. It says the recall for Chrysler covers 2021 and 2023 model Jeep year Grand Cherokees L and the 22 and 2023 model year Jeep Grand Cherokee vehicles beyond the 338,000 vehicles recalled in the U.S., a further 18,323 vehicles in Canada, 3,700 in Mexico, and 16,189 in markets outside North America are subject to the recall. Chrysler, a subsidiary of Stellantis, said in documents posted on Tuesday by the National Highway Safety Administration that some of the vehicles may have upper control arm pinch bolts that were damaged during the vehicle assembly process. It's really interesting. While the whole nation shut down and we were going through all that COVID stuff, things are falling apart. Vehicles that were built in that time frame, aircrafts, you know, we got vehicles catching fire. We've got aircrafts, doors blowing off the side of the aircraft. This is absolutely insane to me that this is happening. But this is where we live right now. This is why, and I go over this in the Auto Trader Pro course. I brought on an amazing insider when it comes to a professional, when it comes to selling and buying of warranties, car warranties, and some of this stuff will blow your mind. And right now, it actually would behoove you to have a warranty. I know it sounds crazy, but I show you how to buy them and save money. But it's a big deal. So I've got a vehicle that I've got a warranty on because of this exact issue. Things that are just outside of warranty or not, sorry, just that just go wrong because of the way they're installed during this crazy time of COVID, you want to have that covered. Now it says damaged pinch bolts may break and result in the loss of clamp load between the UCA ball joint and the knuckle. Losing the clamp load may cause the UCA to separate from the knuckle with the steering wheel falling outboard, which can cause a loss of steering control and result in a vehicle crashing without prior warning. Chrysler's voluntary recall will involve inspections and replacements of the UCA pinch joints, although the remedy for this issue isn't currently available. You know, a little side note, I went in with my GMC truck and they said, hey, there's a recall for your engine block heater. I'm like, oh, cool, we'll take care of it. Later they repaired it and I said, hey, what's the repair? Like, we cut it off. I'm like, what do you mean you cut it off? And they took a pair of vice grips dikes and just side cutters and cut the cord that normally, you know, hooks up to shore power to where it keeps your engine block warm. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I never gave you authorization to do that. They said, well, it could cause a fire, so we just fixed it. I'm like, that's not a fix. Well, they said, the fix isn't out there yet. We'll let you know when it does. And ironically, about a year later, without me knowing, I had my truck in there for service and they said, oh yeah, we went ahead and replaced your block heater. Like, oh, you did? And I went in there and they'd put a whole new system in. So it's the exact same setup that Chrysler's saying, look, we've got to do a fix. We don't have the big fix yet, but we're going to do something to fix it right now. It's crazy how these companies are having to sort of scramble to fix these problems that were started because of the assembly process that has been failing multiple companies over the last few years during COVID. And not only that, think about how much this is costing these companies at a time where sales are down for vehicles. They're dropping the prices. We're now looking below MSRP. I went to a Toyota dealership the other day and they're like, hey, we're $7,000 under MSRP. Why? Because they can't sell cars. And now they're having the added expense of having to do all of these massive, massive recalls. I think that the industry is prime for a collapse in the next 2 years. And that's why I'm getting ready right now to buy my dream car list. And I love it every time you put down in the comment section what your dream car is, but I'm telling you what, I'm going to buy a GT40. Yes, I am going to buy one. Not an original one because I don't want to spend $2 million, but I will buy a custom build of a GT40. It's one of my dream cars. I also want a Lamborghini, want a Huracan. They run great. I don't care what people think of me. I just want to go fast. I want to race cars. I like fancy cars. I love Shelby Cobras, 69 Camaro SS. I want an Eleanor. Ooh, she's expensive. Point being is this, I am getting ready for this downturn, this epic downturn in car prices, especially people that are way leveraged on their vehicles, and they're going to sell them just to make ends meet, just like what happened in 2009 when my Ferrari 355 dropped down to $35,000. Right now, it's sitting at about a 1997 355 Spider sits around $120,000 right now. I bet you I will be able to rebuy that car for less than $40,000 in this next crash. I'm getting ready. Are you? Hey, if you want to join all of the people that are already in the Auto Trader Pro course, I've still got more content to put out through this year, but there's a good amount of content right now to get you going and saving money, how to list vehicles, how to buy vehicles. Even if you're just buying and selling a vehicle for yourself, you're going to save a lot of money. Links down below. Hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out. Now, if I could just figure out how to hit stop this recording. See you guys.